Genitourinary. Frequency. How often does a person go to the bathroom? Do they have to go every hour? Yeah. Urgency. When you have to go, how badly do you have to go? Difficulty starting the stream. How many of you have ever seen Zoolander? You know, Jerry Stiller has to talk to himself and encourage himself to get started. Well, it's because he has difficulty starting the stream because he had prostate enlargement. Incontinence. What's incontinence? Can't control urinating. There's a couple different types. We'll talk more about those types later. Polyuria. Going to the bathroom all the time. What's that usually a sign of? Okay, it could be a... that's more of frequency. What we're talking about is not just going all the time, but having a ton of urine produced. Diabetes, yes. What's oliguria? Not this little bit of urine. So, this is too little urine. And that's a sign of dehydration or kidney failure. Dysuria. Painful urination. Usually a sign of infection. Hematuria. Blood in the urine. Proteinuria. Ooh. Protein in the urine. Nephrolithiasis. Ooh, there's a good one. What's that? Nephro meaning kidney. Lithiasis. Lith meaning rock. Stone. So kidney stones. So like a monolith or the Paleolithic period, the Stone Age. Yeah. Anyway. So nephro, kidney, lith, stone. Infections, bedwetting, nocturia, flank pain. What's a flank? Yeah, so the sides, like right in here, which is where the kidneys are. History of urinary retention, urine color, and odor. All right, now, male genitourinary. Penile lesions, always a fun topic. Discharge, ED, what's ED? Erectile dysfunction. Pain, scrotal masses, hernia. What's a hernia? Right. Well, it's not muscle, it's fascia. So it's when you have a weakness of the connective tissue and you have a break, and then intestines start to slip through that. Men in particular are susceptible to what we call inguinal hernias, which we'll talk about more later, which are in the groin right around here. Frequency of intercourse, ability to enjoy sexual relations, fertility problems, prostate problems, and history of sexually transmitted diseases and treatment. Women, on the other hand, are much more complicated than men. So, we have lesions on the external genitalia, itching, discharge, and odor. Last, pap smear. What the heck is a pap smear? Okay, so scrape the cervix. And what's the purpose of that? What kind of problems are we checking for? Cancer is particular. So cervical cancer is what we're screening for. Dysperiunia, which we said was painful intercourse. Frequency of intercourse. Contraceptive method. Current, past, and why did you stop? Ability to enjoy sexual relations. Fertility problems. Hernias. Women can get hernias too, but not as common. History of sexually transmitted diseases. History of diethylbilsilbesterol exposure. It's an artificial estrogen that can cause problems later on. And age at menarche. What's menarche? Okay, when you start your menstrual period. Now, what does the term precocious mean? Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. If you say it long enough, you'll always be precocious. Oh. Yeah. What?
Precocious, what you're saying?
Yeah. No. Precocious is someone who is more developed than they should be for their age. Now, the term historically has referred to a girl who had menarche too early. Now, what is the most common age of menarche, say 20, 30 years ago? 13. Now, you know what the average age of menarche is now? It's like 9, 10. So some people associate that with increased levels of hormones in our food. But we're not really sure what's causing it, but there has been a shift in the United States towards girls having menarche earlier and earlier. One of the things that has been associated with early menarche is a possibly increased chance of breast cancer. So it's good to know when a person had their first age, when the person had their first period. All right, interval between periods, duration of periods, amounts of flow, last menstrual period, bleeding between periods, number of pregnancies, number of terminations, term deliveries, which means the number of babies a person has had at full term, normal deliveries. Complications of pregnancy, descriptions of labor, number of living children, breastfeeding, menstrual period, age at menopause, menopausal symptoms, and postmenopausal bleeding. Whew, told you women were more complicated than men. All right, next we have integumentary and breast, which means skin and breast. Rashes, itching, hives. What's a hive? Little raised inflammatory swelling areas. They can be very small and individual, or they can coalesce into a big one. When they get big, we call them a plaque. The other name for hives are urticaria. U-R-T-I-C-A-R-I-A, urticaria. Easily bruised, history of eczema, which is dry, scaly skin, dryness, changes in skin color, nail texture or hair texture, history of previous skin disorders, lumps, lesions, use of hair dye. Told you there's a whole industry dedicated to making women look like someone else. Lesions. What did we say a lesion was? A structural change. Use of hair dye, breast lumps, breast discharge, known as galactorrhea. Breast and pain tenderness, and mammogram or self-exam.